The pandemic's made consumers more health conscious, and this has worked in Clicks's favour. The retailer has reported close to a 10% rise in its interim headline earnings per share, group turnover up nearly 8%, and a dividend of over 1 rand has been declared too. That's thanks to another strong showing from the retailer's health and beauty segment, with health sales providing bulk of the muscle. And while online sales are fast growing, the group says it will continue with its bricks and mortar store expansion plans. Company CEO Vikesh Ramsunder joins us now. Thanks so much, Vikesh, for your time this evening. So, Clicks Group reporting a 9.5% rise in half-year earnings, boosted by consumer demand for preventative medicine and new private hospital business as well. How's the landscape shifted over the past 6 months?
Well, the impact of COVID can be seen in our category performance. Obviously, you know, there's lower sales on beauty, particularly in color cosmetics and fragrances, and certainly with our impulse categories with lower footfall in our stores. But, you know, customers are buying more healthcare products, they bought more electrical appliances as they've stayed at home. So you can actually see the performance driven by COVID-19 in our category performance.
And it's the very same shifting landscape, Vikesh, that saw the closure of Musica Entertainment. Diluted HEPS would have risen by 14.1% had it not been for that. This was a long time coming, though. Let's take a look at that positioning with the benefit of hindsight. Should this have been a division that Clicks let go of sooner?
Well, if you look at the last few years, we've actually divested from the business over a few years now, and we did it in a very responsible way. Because if you just shut a business down, what do you do with the 800 employees? You know, what do you do with all the inventory? You affect suppliers, you affect the value chain, you affect shareholders. So when you are divesting a business, we thought that it would do it in a more responsible, prudent way. We knew we had a growing Clicks chain, and in that way, we were able to absorb, firstly, all the employees in the growing Clicks chain. So lower impact on multiple stakeholders by closing the business in this way.
Having said that, though, Vikesh, how much of that slack now being picked up by online? Because this is how, you know, the landscape has started to work to your favor. Online continues to be the largest and fastest growing store within the Clicks stables. It's increased, 167% over the prior period. Are we looking at a matter of low base effects here or sustainable growth?
I think it's a low base effect, and I do think it's been driven predominantly by COVID-19, because it makes sense, right? If you don't want to leave your home, you'd prefer delivery, etc. But as you return to your workplace, there's a convenient click store right next to you. So I do believe as we normalize our behavior, online will slow, but it is a structural change. I think online will grow continuously over the long term. It's inevitable. You've seen that in every single market. But it's a very small part of our business, Alicia. It's only 1.3%. And I think it'll take virtually a decade to be a much bigger part of the group.
Is that how you justify the continuation of your bricks and mortar strategy, Vikesh, where you're continuing to see store expansion?
Absolutely. You know, we are fortunate or unfortunate, depends how you look at it, in this country. We actually have two markets. We have a market where online can service easily. You have people who have addresses, they have credit cards, etc. And then you have a large part of the population that couriers will not deliver to. So you have to also offer those customers access to healthcare, to the products that we sell, etc. So we have the opportunity to grow our business by expanding our ranges online and service the customer that wants it. And then you have the other opportunity where you can access consumers who don't have the ability to shop online in a market like ours.
And for now, Vikesh, you certainly do need that space. You say that you're ready to distribute and administer the second phase of the COVID-19 vaccines once you get the go-ahead from the Department of Health. How are those talks progressing?
I think we're working with many parties on this at the same time. You know, the Department of Health is the ultimate decision maker. The government is the ultimate decision maker. We're working with Business for South Africa and other businesses as well to support government in any way that we can. There's no way that we can ever go at this alone, and we don't want to go at this alone, right? Because the quicker we can vaccinate the citizens of South Africa, the quicker we all benefit. So really our standpoint on this is we have 600 pharmacies, we have the country's leading national pharmaceutical wholesaler, and we're here to service government in every way that we can.
So logistically, is there much that you've had to do to ready yourselves for this positioning in the market, Vikesh, as far as cold chain storage and cold chain distribution capabilities are concerned, or have you pretty much been set and ready to go?
We've always done cold chain distribution. Obviously, the Pfizer vaccine at -70 poses a very different challenge, but we have a solution for that with particular types of containers. So that we had to source and prepare for. At the same time, remember, we've only got roughly 192 clinics. So we had to train the balance of our pharmacists to be administer the vaccine in our pharmacies that don't have nursing practitioners. So there's a lot of training that's gone into it. We spent some capital sourcing, little cubicles where we can do the vaccinations privately. All of this without knowing if we're going to be awarded, any vaccinations either. But we recognize the role that we can play, and I feel quite confident that government would use pharmacies, and I mean pharmacies, right? Not just us, to try and administer the vaccination to citizens.
Beyond, the Clicks stores getting ready themselves, Vikesh, in any retail environment, it's going to be difficult to do mass vaccination rollouts. So what kind of negotiations have you had to do, if any, with shopping malls themselves as far as opening up spaces that can accommodate people are concerned, according to the Department of Health's regulations?
Now, if you consider our network, we can do between 600,000 and 700,000 vaccinations per month. That's just within our stores. So I don't think there was a significant need for us to go and find mass vaccination sites. We can do it, but we can already do quite a quantum of vaccinations. So there will be other players in the market that will also do that. And I think collectively, we will be able to achieve the Department of Health's objectives in terms of vaccinations.
Absolutely. Well, all eyes are on these developments, of course, Vikesh, where the market's looking for any indication as to how many doses are going to become available and just how soon. We'll be tracking progress there as it unfolds. Thanks so much for having joined us on the line this evening. And of course, Vikesh Ramsunder, who's CEO of Clicks.